I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're just discussing the umpiring in Major League Baseball, and it made it over the air, but we don't care because you feel the same way. Well, no, just when I said it was an awful call and it stunk.
Yeah.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
There's no one outside of Los Angeles that doesn't feel that way today.
No, it was just, it has to be an obvious swing to call it a swing in that situation. You err on the side, because nobody's going to complain if it's 50-50 or even 60-40, no. And you say, no swing.
You don't shut a series down on that, man.
Obvious at that point. Obviously great guy. We bring him in. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He is our guy. He's on the fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Another pretty good week for Lee this past week. We appreciate talking to him and get his picks. Lee, hello to you. How's everything?
I'm great. Good morning, guys. Excited to be back. Should be another great weekend of college football and the NFL. I mean, I did think Alabama was going to lose, in fact, to Texas A&M before the year. I just didn't think it was going to be with a backup quarterback. So that was exciting. And your Steelers got back on track.
Yeah.
So, maybe the most important game of the year. If you can get back to 3-3, there's the glimmer of hope. 2-4.
Tank. Yeah. Right.
Tank job, yeah.
Tank job. There it is. All right. And by the way, our fan headlines we just gave you brought to you by the super low home equity rates at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank, equal housing lender. Lee, Michigan State and Indiana, you got a Big Ten battle right there. You love the quarterback at Indiana. He's taken a bit of a, I don't want to say a nosedive, but I don't know if his play has stayed where it was early last year. Kind of after the injury, Penix has not been as good, I don't think. Is Michigan State for real, and what's the number you got on this game?
Well, so it looks like he may not even play in the game. And if he doesn't play, they'll go to backup Jack Tuttle. Jack Tuttle's, you know, game manager. You know, we'll throw those 3 to 5 yard dump offs, and you know, if they're pushing it down the field, maybe a 10 or 15 yard square end. But they're not going to scare Michigan State. Michigan State, if these two teams were trains, the Spartans would be a freight train. The Hoosiers would be a train wreck right now. Head coach Tom Allen looks confused, can't make the right adjustments this year. Michael Penix just obviously didn't come back 100% from that knee injury. They've had interceptions, lack of a running game. They just don't look enthused. And look what Michigan State's done in the portal. And then look at the development of Peyton Thorne. Here's a guy no one thought much of. 14 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. He's 13th in the country in pass efficiency. Then on top of that, a couple weeks ago, the Hoosiers lost their best receiver and punt returner, DJ Matthews, here. Blowout city. Michigan State 40-24.
Ooh. Ooh. It's a big one. A big favorite.
Coming out of the gate.
A big
blowout, yeah.
Speaking of big ones, big game in Blacksburg. The Pitt Panthers coming off a bye. We've talked about it at length the last couple of weeks, Lee. This is a chance for Kenny Pickett, if he plays anything like he has through the first month of the season, to really start to insert his name into some high-level conversations, i.e., Heisman. That could be a real thing if over the next couple of weeks on national stages he shows that he's just as good as the numbers indicate right now. So they're laying 4.5 or 5, depending on where you find it, on the road at Virginia Tech.
Let's be honest. Pitt right now should be 5-0, shouldn't be 4-1. Mm-hmm. After this game, they win it, they're probably going to be favored in at least five of the last six games. Virginia Tech, 2-3, and things I think are about to unravel in Blacksburg. I warned everyone after their opening game win against North Carolina, they weren't that good. They game planned, I heard, for almost a month for that game. Pitt passing game, 70% completions, bloated, 9.7 yards per attempt, while Tech, 58% completions, just 6.6 yards per attempt. Who do you want to back here? I'm backing the Pitt Panthers. The right team is favored. Pitt, 38-30.
I like it.
38-30. Right. Okay, a lot of points. Here we go. Well, regular points, I guess, for a college football game, pretty much.
Right.
But
Lee,
anyway.
we have to wait till nighttime on Sunday. But some pretty good theater earlier in the day. Baltimore against the Chargers. What do you got?
So Baltimore. I mean, what Lamar Jackson did was incredible. I mean, they were almost out of that game. I think at one point they were only had like a 4% chance of winning late third quarter. But I mean, other than Mark Andrews, they really don't have much on the offense. No receivers, running back scare you. The Chargers do have an answer for him in Derwin James, one of the best safeties in the NFL. They play their best football on the road, 8-3-1 against the spread the last 12 road games. I mean, Herbert is amazing. They go for it almost every fourth down with Brandon Staley. I mean, there's no question. He's the best first-year coach. They're a 56-yard field goal away by Dallas's Greg Zuerlein at the gun from being 5-0 here. And then on top of that, Baltimore's secondary is beaten up. The Chargers have some real weapons on the outside here. The wrong team is favored. The Chargers win outright 28-24.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And the Chargers is one of your wrong team's favorite hits from earlier this year when you picked the Chargers over the Chiefs, I believe. So there is that. Is Lamar Jackson your MVP, though, do you think, this season?
Either him or Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm. So you see them right now. Okay, interesting. How much do you give, by the way, to that West Coast team coming east? Do you ever put value in that?
There was more to it, I think, the last couple of years, but I think teams are learning how to compensate. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll just practice earlier in the day. So helps out a little bit.
All right, Cleveland, Arizona. I can't figure out Cleveland. I think they're okay. Arizona, people trying to figure them out. This number here is bounced a bit since it opened up. Where do you have the number right now, and who do you like?
So you got to watch weather in this game. We're seeing three most places, but it could be windy. If it does, that's going to favor Cleveland. This is probably one of the toughest of the five games I gave you to predict here. But another team, Cleveland, the back end, I mean, they could be down four of the top five cornerbacks. They had some guys out there on the field last week that they added a training camp. So I just think that Kyler Murray doing the right things, he's stepping up in the pocket, giving him a little bit more time. I think he's matured. His receivers, starting with DeAndre Hopkins, will do some damage against the Cleveland secondary. That's as long as, you know, we don't have 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds here. And another team, they don't do anything at home, but on the road, Arizona, 10-3-2 against the spread the last 15 games here. I'm going to go with Arizona. I think Arizona gets it done here. Another wrong team favorite. I'm going to say Arizona wins this game here, 28-20.
We got a double shot of wrong
team's
favor. All right, don't give it. I don't need a third one here. Steelers are hosting the Seahawks. It's five-ish, 5.5. Again, depending on where you find it. We've gone back and forth about this one all week, but it's hard to imagine Geno Smith walking into Heinz Field and necessarily taking over a game. It strikes us that if the Steelers are going to lose this one, they're going to have to actively lose it.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting about this game. I just think that Seattle's defense has been a major disappointment early. They still have two of the better players on the field if Bobby Wagner is able to play in this game, and also safety Jamal Adams. I think they're going to start blitzing him more. I think he only blitzed like once or twice in the last couple games each, so they're going to need to get him more involved here. But first time in 165 games, and that's talking regular season and playoffs, that Russell Wilson will not be under center. Here's the biggest mistake that the public ends up doing betting. They will bet against teams when their star quarterback is missing the first game. Biggest mistake. Wait two or three games. That's when you want to go against them. The team can rally. They're going to have back Chris Carson. He's going to play in the game.
Uh-oh.
Maybe their underrated tight end, Everett, looks like will play here.
Uh-oh.
And they are 10-3 as a road dog.
Man.
They're going to rally. I hate to say it, we've been right every single week going four against the Steelers. I hope this is the one week I'm wrong, but I don't see it. Seattle outright. The wrong team is favored.
Wow.
28-27.
Oh, by one. 28-27, wrong team's favored. Follow us. We're on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Oh, man. You know, now, listen, I know you're on social media, Lee. You're on Twitter there. If you got that one wrong, every single person in Western Pennsylvania who has access to the internet will remind you of that, just so you know, just so you're prepared.
I got to come on in Seattle, and I've been going against them early and often. I just got to call it the way I see it.
I like that.
I'm not looking to make friends. I'm looking to make money for all my clients.
That's the way it works. I mean, you don't want friends. You want money in life, for sure. Cincinnati and Detroit. What's the number here? What do you got at your game of the week? You're going to give it to people, right?
Yep. Cincinnati's a 3.5-point favorite against Detroit, coming off a heartbreaking loss where they missed two field goals late in the game. That was crazy, that game. Five missed field goals, I think, from 2.5 minutes left in the game through overtime. And Detroit, I mean, they're close. Do they finally get a win? Just call 800-400-9741. It's not October at Paramount Sports.
There it is.
We had another winning week for our clients last week.
There it is.
It's Locktober.
Damn right.
Three weeks.
Uh-huh.
Just $247. And check out the new website.
Oh.
We have videos. Let's say there's another game you want to see me break down and predict. And there are some big ones going on in college football this coming week. Cincinnati, you know, they're playing UCF. Got Oklahoma, TCU, also Georgia and Kentucky. Check out all the free pick videos on the new website, ParamountSports.com.
You get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your house, Lee?
We used to. Yeah, it's not as much. You know, our neighborhood's starting to change. So You know, we got decorations, and I give out usually two full candy bars, but
hasn't been enough lately. Your neighborhood's starting to change. That sounds like Lee lining up a patio home pretty soon or a high rise. What do you got going on?
No. It is starting to change to get younger, but everyone's moving to Miami. It's tough for, you know, young families to move and buy a home, and it's a tough plight, you know, we're seeing right now. So it's just everyone wants to be. I mean, even in like Texas, I have a friend who's in Waco, Texas, told me his home normally sells for like $350,000. Sold it for $475,000, had 8 offers.
Again, make money, not friends. If you remember back from a Little League.
Well, we like to have both.
I'm totally kidding. What was that one Little League costume that you remember growing up that Lee Sterling was for Halloween, your favorite one?
Oh, I was usually, I was simple. I just put, a lot of times I think, I just put a sheet over my head and cut it out and put holes. I was a ghost. And,
there we go.
I was that kid that was polite, but as soon as I filled up that bag, I ran back home, dumped it out, and got another pillowcase and was ready to go again.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Entrepreneur. I like it, Lee.
How about you guys?
I was everything. You know what? We were those cheapo ones. I was right in that sweet spot of cheapo ones that you bought at, like, the drugstore that just had a rubber band on the back with a mask and, like, a small, you were the Hulk Hogan or something like that. You know what I'm talking
about? I mean, you were lucky if you made it down the block before, you know, the cheap rubber snap on the mask, right?
Yeah. So I was that, He-Man or Hulk Hogan or I don't know, whomever.
I think I dressed up as a football player. I was into Bob Greasy and Roger Staubach. I think I dressed up as them. I got the jersey and the pads from Sears. And
there you go.
There you go.
The old Hutch uniform.
Yeah. Hutch outfit. All right, Lee, we'll talk next week. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Warm up that email and that social media if the Steelers win, because you're going to hear it. You are going to hear it from people here.
How about not just three of them?
Three wrong teams. Three
favorite.
Dogs.
He's starting to smell himself a little bit.
Yeah.
What was Foot say, Jim? Smelling himself?
Oh, Larry Foot, yeah. They smell themselves.
They are. I think Lee's smelling himself just a little bit, maybe. Just a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.